Well, good afternoon, friends. We appreciate you tuning in for another wee devotional message today. And this is our good friend, David McCauley, and he comes from the Ballymoney area. And David's going to serve the Lord with his wife and family in Africa. And he's been in our church prayer meeting tonight presenting this great work that God has called him to. So just thought I'd ask David, just in a few words, to tell us, first of all, David, you're obviously a Christian, you're a saved man. How did that come about in your life that you came to know the Saviour?
Well, I was brought up in a Christian family, thankful to God for that. And then I was about the age of 9. So I've got three sisters, I should say, and one older brother, and I'm the youngest of the family. So one Lord's Day, we used to play Sunday school just at home on the Lord's Day afternoons. We just played Sunday school, and it was one of those little Sunday schools where my sister actually led me to Christ. So it was just a really simple gospel message, how Christ came into the world to save sinners. That's really the gospel in a nutshell. And that my sister asked me, do you know Christ is your Saviour? And I had to say, well, no, I don't. And then she asked me, well, do you want to know Christ is your Saviour? And I said, well, yes, I would. And so that was just as simple as that Lord's Day afternoon.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Just when you're telling that story, my wife, she was saved when she was young as well. And it's a very similar story. They were playing church on the Sunday afternoon after church, and we were talking about the gospel, and she came under conviction, realized that while they were just playing and talking about these things, that she needed a Saviour as well. So David, that was a good number of years back. You were 9 then. So what age are you now, brother?
You're 37.
Oh, you're still young. I'm about 9 years ahead of you, boy. So you're still a young puppy. Yeah. So David, you went on with the Lord then. You worked in engineering, is that right?
Yeah.
And recently, or not maybe recently, but recently you've felt the call of God to Uganda, but this has been something that's been ongoing for a number of years.
It has been
the call of God in your life. So,
well, really the call started, you would say, about when I was 19 or 20. So I was working alongside a man, Armin Tomasian. And he wouldn't let an opportunity slip past, but he would always challenge him about doing something for the Lord. Yeah, just getting before the Lord, being challenged about doing something for him. Yeah. It didn't come naturally. I wouldn't say that I got into the Lord's work because naturally I wanted to do it, to be honest. It was a very gradual process the Lord had to take me along. So one of those first steps was that Armin just encouraging me just to do something. And that's really where it began. Just something to do, find something to do and do it. You know, be faithful in that. So I started to do that, and the Lord progressively led me. Until finally I got before him and asked him, well, what do you want me to do? And it was 1 Timothy 1:12. He led me to that night. I thank Christ Jesus my Lord for the account of me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Or who hath enabled me for the account of me faithful, putting me into the ministry. And, well, all I could see was that word ministry. My initial response wasn't great. My initial response was to run. In fact, there was a few months, if not maybe more than months, maybe years, where I just thought, no, that's not for me. Can't do that, until the Lord finally kept giving me some things to do, and finally again just challenged me. There's more.
Absolutely.
There's more I want you to do. So again, getting before him, praying, and he led me to that verse. Same verse, 1 Timothy 1:12.
That's wonderful. It's amazing too, David, that God often calls people who don't feel equipped or don't feel worthy or don't have confidence in themselves. And it's like 1 Corinthians, he chooses the weak things and the base things and the things that are foolish sometimes, the things that are despised, that no flesh will glory in his presence. So so you've got married, you've got a lovely wife, Rachel. We've known Rachel for a number of years from Sandown Road, and three children. And they're still, none of them are at school age yet, really, are they? Or
Eloise is 4, so she's P1, and Arthur's preschool, he's 3.
Right.
And Jude's only 11 months.
11 months. And you're going to Uganda in Africa. Whereabouts on a map of Africa? Is that central or north, or my geography's not? Is it sort of northeast?
It's centre, and then, what's that, east? It's just beside Kenya. So if you can find Kenya, Uganda's a little smaller, but it's just right beside it.
And Idi Amin was a big name in Uganda at the time. He's gone, though, hasn't
he? Gone.
Thankfully, So, folks, we just thought we'd ask David just to share a wee bit. And I know there's a lot of people from different churches and different backgrounds that join us for these daily devotionals. And I just want you to pray much for this brother He's going to be doing a tremendous work, we believe, and got a real clear leading of God in his life. And David will be thinking about you.
Thank
and God bless you richly, and your wife and family as well. So I'm just going to put this up. This is a low budget presentation, but I'm sure you'll see that there. So it's the Macaulay family, and they're going to be serving the Lord in Uganda, God willing, towards the end of the summer and the start of the autumn of 2024. So friends, thanks for tuning in. God bless you, and God bless you, David.
Thank you.
And appreciate you doing this at short notice.
Thank you.
Hey folks, God bless. Bye bye.